A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This morning, I'd like to declare to someone that God will turn to you. God will turn to your direction to favor you, to bless you, to show you mercy this week and beyond in the precious name of Jesus. And so for our discussion and meditation on this subject, we're looking at the book of Psalms, chapter 86, that we started considering yesterday. Let's take a look at verse number 16. The Bible says, "Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. I serve you just as my mother did." I have read from the New International Version of the Bible. Do not forget, we started by looking at the attributes of God, the attribute of compassion. God is compassionate. God is full of mercy. He is gracious. God is slow to anger. God is abounding in love and in faithfulness. And so in the compassion of God, God will turn to your direction to show you favor. This is a major prayer for us this week. Oh God, turn to me, turn in my direction. Have mercy on me and favor me. Show me your strength on my behalf. Show me your strength on the behalf of my family. Show your strength. Save me. Because I serve you, that is the condition. Because I serve you as my mother did, God will turn to your direction. When God turns to a man, it becomes that man's turn. When God turns to you, it becomes your turn to be favored. It becomes your turn to be blessed. It becomes your turn to be elevated, to be promoted. It becomes your turn when God turns in your direction. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter number 19, beginning from verse number 1, we read the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a publican who decided or desired to see Jesus for who he was. He wanted to see Jesus. And the Bible says he could not because of the crowd. And Zacchaeus was a short man. He was short, and the crowd wouldn't let him see Jesus. God's word says he ran ahead and he climbed on a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus. And in verse number 4, the Bible says he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus was on a tree, attempting to catch a glimpse of Jesus. He climbed because he was short and because the crowd wouldn't let him see Jesus. There is a way the crowd stops you from seeing God. There is a way the crowd stops a man from seeing opportunities. There is a way the crowd competes with you. You want to do some things, but there is a crowd, a lot of people already in that same business. That is something you desire to do, and lots of people, hundreds of thousands of people, have flocked into that same market. The competition is high. And so you cannot make any headway because of this crowd and because you are short. There are certain shortcomings, certain inadequacies and insufficiencies around you. Your inadequacy, your shortness could be the shortness of funds. You have no resources to compete favorably. And so you are not fighting or operating at a level playing ground with other competitors. You do not have the resources to match with your competitors. You are short of fund. Some are short of help, short of favor. Some are short. So many things have cut different people short in life. And so Zacchaeus was short, but thank God he climbed that tree, attempted to catch a glimpse of Jesus. But the Bible says when Jesus got to that poor spot, he turned in the direction of Zacchaeus. I am trusting God. I am believing. This is what God said, that he will turn in your direction this week. God will turn to you to favor you. And when God turns to a man, he becomes that man's turn. God is going to turn to you, and it is your turn to be favored. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 5, we read the story of a fisherman named Peter. Peter had toiled all the night, and he caught nothing. Don't forget, in that passage of scriptures, there were two ships by the lake, and one of them was Peter's. And Jesus Christ stepped into the boat or the ship of Peter and asked him to launch into the deep. Jesus turned in the direction of Peter. He was about to favor and to bless him. He was about to give him the kind of increase, results he had never recorded before. Jesus turned in his direction. Don't forget, there were two ships there. Why did he enter into Peter's ship and not the other party's ship? Why Peter? When God turns in your direction, the favor of God follows the turning of God. Favor followed. He stepped into the ship, he used Peter's ship, and then asked him to launch out. Peter made the kind of catch, a miracle he had never recorded before, a net-breaking and boat-sinking catch. That was what Peter recorded, a miracle he couldn't finish by himself alone, because Jesus turned in his direction. Jesus turned to him. Jesus is going to turn to you this week, and he will bless you and the works of your hand. God will turn to you. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 5, we read the story of an impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. At this pool, there lay a great multitude of impotent folks, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases and afflictions were at the pool of Bethesda. This man had been in that pool and that situation for 38 years. Jesus turned in his direction. This man did not come to Jesus. It was Jesus that turned to him and said, "Do you want to be made whole?" Jesus turned to him and terminated his age-long affliction. He terminated his age-long problem. The instruction, the word of the Lord for you today is that this week God will turn to you. He will turn in your direction. He will turn to favor you. Don't forget that verse of scripture. Jesus turned and asked Lazarus to come down, "For today I must stay at your house." He did not stay in another person's house. It was rather in this latecomer's house. This short man, a man cut short by sin, cut short by resources, cut short by the environment, cut short by background and circumstances of life. That was the man Jesus turned to, and he showed him mercy. He favored him and brought a major turnaround into his life and into his destiny. God turned in the favor of Obed-Edom. God turned to his house. The Ark of the Covenant was taken to his house because David couldn't cope. He couldn't stand the Ark of God coming to the city of Jerusalem. So they carried it aside, according to the scriptures, into the house of Obed-Edom. But God turned towards Obed-Edom because the Ark of the Covenant was there, and God favored him. Don't forget, what is the key that makes this turning possible? What is the key that will make God turn in your direction and pour you a blessing? The key is found in that verse number 16, "Because I serve you just as my mother did." I serve the Lord just as my mother did. I am your servant. If you serve the Lord your God, then he will turn in your direction. He will turn in your favor. I encourage you to serve the Lord your God so he can turn to bless your bread and bless your water. This is the key to make God turn on your behalf. Turn also on the behalf of other people. Show mercy and favor and help to those in need. When you close your eyes to the cry of others, you will also cry and not be heard. But if you open your ears to the cry of people, to the cry of others, before you cry, God will hear. While you are yet speaking, God will answer. May this be your experience in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. "Father, turn in my direction this week. Lord Jesus, turn to me and favor me. This week I pray, O God, that you will turn to me and favor me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn towards me, turn towards my family, turn towards my business, turn towards my finances, turn towards my ministry. Turn, O God, and show your strength on my behalf. Turn, O God, I am your servant. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and receive the grace to serve God more, to serve Him better. I receive the grace to serve you more, oh God. I receive the grace to serve you better, to serve you with my life, with my substance, with my resources. I take that grace from you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, be attentive to my cry. As I listen to the cry of others, listen to my cry also. As I show help to others, arise and show me help. In the name of Jesus, this is a prayer, O God, and we are confident that you make it happen. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray that this week, God will turn in your direction. God will turn towards you, and it will cause things to turn around for you. When God turns around for a man, a turnaround becomes inevitable. May there be a major turnaround in your life as God turns to favor you in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in that name that is above all names, that the hand of the Lord will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. God will show you His strength. He will show you His power. Because you serve Him, He will bless you. And His name will be honored and be glorified forever in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Support by praying for this program. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support with your giving. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.